You may know you're listening to this show along the Marketing Podcast Network, but did you know there are other great shows on MPN to help your business? Christy Hyler hosts a fantastic podcast called Own It. Christy, tell us more about the show.
Own It is all about celebrating women and non-binary advertising agency owners. We talk about buying out of the Boys Club of Advertising because less than 1% of ad agencies are owned by women.
And where can people subscribe?
You can find the podcast at untilyouownit.com. We're also on the Marketing Podcast Network at marketingpodcast.net. And of course, you can subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
You heard her. Go subscribe.
I'm Nick Westergaard, and this is On Brand, helping you tell your story. My guest this week is Katie Kern.
Transparency is the best thing any company or brand could do at this very moment. No one has it right. Every company can do better across the board, but every company needs to look inward, you know, do the checks and balances, and then come out on the other end with solutions and action.
An innate storyteller and strategic creative, Katie Kern has navigated her career with two passions at the helm: building bold brands and pouring into tomorrow's creative leaders through mentorship. As partner and COO of Media Frenzy Global, Katie extends her 15-year industry expertise and business knowledge in the agency to drive business growth and advocate a go-there company culture. Katie's commitment to improving the lives of women in business and young girls flourishes through her mentorship with Women's Entrepreneurial Opportunity Project, where recently she spoke at the organization's annual conference on transitioning from a corporate environment to entrepreneurship. Her civic involvement extends beyond her unwavering investment into rising minority leaders. Katie, welcome back to On Brand.
Thank you, Nick, for having me. I really appreciate it. So happy to be here with you today.
I am happy to chat. And when last you were on, I had a great conversation, or we had a great conversation on all of your work with the Go There company culture. Certainly that intersection with building bold brands is very much on brand for the On Brand podcast. And when we connected last week, and we're timely with when this is when this episode is being released, we wanted to have a very different conversation given what's going on in our nation at this what certainly feels like an inflection point as we see the increased conversation and action around Black Lives Matter. But as you said to me before we hit record, I don't know that we've done a whole lot of thinking as a society on what that means for leaders, for organizations, for brands.
Yeah, I think right now it's a critical shift. And you're going to probably hear me using that word pretty frequently within this conversation, is that there has been a shift with the Black Lives Matter movement, where everyone was witness to a horrific video of George Floyd's murder. We were all witness to that type of police brutality, where there's no way anyone can turn a blind eye to that type of injustice. And for brands and companies, you know, across the country, that is an action that everyone should take and say, everything that we have experienced over, you know, years and years and years, that injustice, this is the moment where enough is enough, and everyone has to take accountability, and there needs to be actions taking place. And it's the responsibility of these companies to not just sit back and allow this type of treatment for their Black employees, community, and not stand up in solidarity and say enough is enough. That's where we are right now, Nick.
Well, and you know, I think in general we struggle to talk about this and to have conversation. And I even noticed in my own introduction, I talked about this inflection point, and you made that even more specific, and I in a way that I'm not sure I've heard anyone else do, which is we were all, everyone, our whole society was witness to a murder, and that is something very big, and I think that is what is different about this point. And you know, in not knowing exactly how to talk and what to say and what to do, I think in looking at something I mentioned to you beforehand was, I think that we've seen an abundance, especially in the social media age, of, well, what do we do? What do we say? And everybody kind of posted a black square with their logo below that and had a thoughtful couple of sentences. But I think the bigger question is, what's next? What are we actually going to do? And I don't know if brands are equipped to do that. How should we be unpacking what we need to do as organizations?
I think, you know, I always like to go back to, I don't know if any of your listeners actually were witness to the town hall by our former President Barack Obama. There was a lot of great takeaways from that conversation that he had. And from a brand perspective, I think it's when it comes to action, is the first thing that every brand should really look to is their company culture and also the business model of their company. You know, we all look at these brands and they're posting these, just like you said, these black squares and the hashtag Black Lives Matter. But what does your company culture actually speak to? You know, is your executive leadership team and company board, does it have someone, a black male or female? Do your HR sanctions against microaggressions? You know, do you have, you know, diversity guidelines and policies within the company? What are your numbers of hiring, you know, black people? And, you know, and the list goes on and on. And I think that those are the first things that companies need to think about. They need to look inward and ask your black employees what they think, how they feel, address those issues immediately. And then start working on and building on your own company culture. Are we doing the right thing to make sure that black people are in executive positions, are in decision-making positions? And that's where the action is going to take place. Those are very easy things to do very immediately. There's not this holdup where you have to come up with these different, you know, programs and, you know, things that just take time. Those are things that can happen today. And it's just a matter of whether or not these companies are willing to take the next step. As I stated to you before, Nick, you know, Black Lives Matter, you know, it's not about just what matters. It's about, that's a moment in time. This is something that's going to live on forever. And we all have to take note.
Well, and I think that, you know, those questions are so important. And again, I think the next version, like you said, of outside of the square of sharing something is, yeah, a named program that we can point to, and it's over there. Because those big things that you mentioned, I'm sure there are folks listening that think, ah, well, that's big. That's our HR guidelines, all of these policy structures and these things. And the other side of that, or if there were folks mentally answering, you know, what do your numbers on these things look like? What do your answers look like? And I'm sure there's folks listening thinking, ugh, not very good. Mm-hmm. And I think there's one way to see that of, ugh, not very good, and kind of slink further back away from the hard conversation. Or another way is to start with not very good and point to not very good. And I think that that's sometimes in our nice, polite society, we don't want to point out that we have stuff wrong. But I feel like as you were saying that, and as I was thinking about what if the answer's not so great, I think publishing that and saying we can do better is a start. It might be a scary start, but it's a start.
It's such a start, and transparency is the best thing any company or brand could do at this very moment. No one has it right. Every company can do better across the board, but every company needs to look inward, do the checks and balances, and then come out on the other end with solutions and action. You know, it's all about, you know, there's so many companies out there that have made a lot of great strides over the years. I think one of the biggest mistakes a lot of companies have made over the years is hiring a diversity and inclusion, you know, person to come in and supposedly fix your race issues. Diversity and inclusion has nothing to do with race. I think a lot of people think, you know, that's going to be the end all be all of our race problem within company cultures. It's not. Most diversity and inclusion individuals within companies have no power. You know, they put together programs and they try to roll them out, and, you know, they don't have true goals that roll up to the company's bottom line. And everyone knows all the reports that are out there, all the statistics point to anyone that has a diverse workforce, they are actually performing really well. Their revenue goals go up. So I think that a lot of companies being very, very transparent that they don't have it right. Work with your internal Black employees and ask them what they would like to see. Work with Black organizations that are out there who do have a lot of action plans already in place. You know, from a community standpoint, donate to these communities to make sure that these organizations, so that the community is actually thriving. And then we'll see the ripple effect. It's not going to happen overnight, because this has been going on for 400 years in the making. And we have to expect things to progressively take time, and hopefully things get better. That's the goal.
Hey, On Brand listeners, Nick Westergaard here. This is usually the point in the show where I mention that I'd love to speak at your next conference or corporate event. However, given current circumstances, most live events are being postponed or they're moving to virtual events. All of my keynotes are available virtually as webinars, including new talks on marketing in times of crisis and on virtual communication itself. As a listener of the On Brand podcast, you know I can keep an online audience engaged. I've also conducted countless global webinars and online education programs. Learn more now at nickwestergaard.com/speaking. That's nickwestergaard with two A's .com/speaking. Now back to the show.
So I loved everything you just said about 400 years in the making, because I think when you frame it that way, I think a lot of times you look at folks in business and they pride themselves on being creative problem solvers. There's a new process we can put in place. We can get the XYZ, and that will kind of wave some kind of magic wand. But it's a long, hard road that's, centuries in the making. You know, you talked about the performance implications, and you said something recently that I want to read, and I think some might hear this and think, again, it's scary. I don't know, are our customers going to be ready? And you wrote recently, Black Lives Matter. As leaders and companies, we have a platform and a duty to our Black employees, clients, and industry professionals to speak up. We can't be afraid of offending our customers and associating their brands with sensitive subjects. By aligning our corporate values with what customers care about, I hope to build a sense of loyalty and a deeper sense of personal connection. It's about coming together for what's right and what will move us in a positive, progressive direction. Change is happening, and the time is now. But I love that point in there about offending our customers, because I think there's a lot of well-intentioned folks that might not be taking action, and they're filing it under offending our customers. What can we say and do with that concern?
Well, you know, Nick, one of the most hopeful and like heartening features of the current protests that has been images of people of all races in the country and around the world, like openly supporting anti-racism and carrying the Black Lives Matter posters. You know, this challenge, you know, the challenge here is to sustain the current sentiment. That's the challenge. And if you go within, you know, inside of your organization and really think about who you are as a company, if this is something that you wholeheartedly feel is the right thing to do, and I think that that's what people need to think about. When you saw that video of George Floyd, was that the right thing? And most rational people will say, no, that was horrific. That was a horrible display of any type of action towards anyone who is supposedly perceived as a criminal, because, you know, of course, he was taken into custody at that moment, and then the acts afterwards, of course, kind of proceeded. But this is not, George Floyd is one individual out of thousands that this has happened to. And as a human being, it was wrong. Every act towards Black male or female, or even trans, you know, people, it's wrong. And as a company, if you say this is wrong, and your vendors or your customers are not in line with that message, then there are some sacrifices that have to be made. And sometimes people will not see eye to eye with your core values and messaging. But that's when a company has to stand up and say, this is what we stand for, this is who we are, and be brave in those moments. And that's what it's going to take, being brave in those moments.
I think that that is so key, the idea of bravery being required. And it's interesting, because in business, we maybe use the term bravery, but it's usually about taking some sort of a financial risk or doing something. And I think that this is a different kind of bravery, but I think it's worth business leaders reminding themselves we've been brave before on other things, that this is a time for some of that as well.
Yeah, if you look at a brand like Nike, when Colin Kaepernick decided to take a knee and he was adamant that he was going to take a knee because that's what he believed in. He was fighting for social injustice that was happening in Black communities and to Black people. Nike took a risk. They were brave in that moment and said, you know what? The people who our customer base, there's a segment of our customer base who wholeheartedly believe in this message. Mm-hmm. We cannot turn our backs on them now. They stood up. They actually created an entire campaign around Colin Kaepernick and his message. And they actually won a very prestigious award at Cannes Lions mm-hmm. in 2018, mm-hmm. that campaign. So they did not see any fallout from that. Of course, they had people, you know, around the country burning their Nikes, but their revenue actually thrived.
And I think the ripple effect, again, back to change doesn't happen overnight, but that, you know, you see Colin Kaepernick's stance, you see Nike, a brand, align themselves with them being brave like that. And then the news of here just this past week, the organization, the institution, the NFL saying, again, haven't fixed all the problems there, but they have at least, at the very least, said, we were wrong about that. Mm-hmm. And I give them credit. That's a brave thing to say. That doesn't come naturally to leaders and brands to say that we were wrong about that. But I think that even that is an answer that is a step.
It is absolutely a step. They were brave in that moment to admit that they were wrong. And now they're actually putting words into action to move forward in a more positive direction, really listening to their players of the organization, and to make the wrong that they instilled right. So I'm hopeful for the NFL with the, you know, with them just coming out publicly and saying, we were wrong. We didn't listen hard enough. We didn't understand what you were saying. Now we do, and we get it, and we're going to do better. So they're ones to watch right now. They are definitely a company, a brand to watch, because people want to see action taken. The NFL is a global organization, and people look to them for not just entertainment, but for what's the right thing to do. I mean, there's so many people, you know, with the athletes, they have so many, you know, young people looking up to them.
Yeah.
And, you know, they have to take responsibility for those people that look to them for guidance and direction on how we should be living and supporting one another in this country. Football brings people together, not tear them apart.
Yeah, and it's, I mean, I think just thinking about the mental real estate that a brand like that occupies is it's aspirational. It's a lifestyle. It is the heroes that our kids look up to. It is the heroic, inspiring stories that we point to in business. You know, I bet somewhere, a great sports metaphor has been used in the world of work today.
Everywhere.
And
absolutely.
And if that's where we're taking our signals from, then even at this moment of we haven't implemented a magic wand solution, it gets back to that transparency point that you made earlier, that they've at the very least said, nope, that was wrong, and we're going to do better. And I think even those simple building blocks are a start. And the point that you made earlier about, because this is obviously such a critical point, is I think that was the first thing that you said. But what you said just a few moments ago about this, about the challenge here, is how to sustain. Because we are in this culture where things, I mean, even in 2020 alone, we are just, so many are shaking their heads at everything that has happened already, is that if other things come along, then we get distracted. How can we sustain what we need to do here so that we're not in it for another 400 years?
You know, I think that we have to all consciously think about it every single day as companies and brands. It can no longer be celebrating it during Black History Month. It can no longer be celebrating MLK Day. There's so much that needs to be woven into the fabric of our companies and brands that no one ever has to say, well, it's February.
Yeah.
You know, this is what we have to make sure that we're, you know, targeting this demographic in February. No, it has to be 365 and a part of a company's DNA. in order for there to be any change taking effect. And that will happen when there are Black leaders at every level of an organization, because I promise you, we'll never let you forget. So that to me is the action for longevity for this type of action. It just has to be a part of the DNA of any organization or company. And if not, and you go back to business as usual, I promise you, it will be for a lot of companies the death of them, because people are really, we've shifted into this moment in time where people are like, enough is enough. We all have to do better. And we're not going anywhere. We're speaking up. We're speaking out. There has to be changes that are made. And that, and to me, that's as simple as it should get for any company. And if they make it complicated, it's because they want to make it complicated, but it's not complicated at all. It's just that simple. It has to be a part of a company's DNA.
So you talk about the longevity. And as we start to wrap up, I kind of want to flip the timetable on that. Weeks ago, Tom Peters was another return guest to the show and talked about, he's built his career talking about excellence. And he talked about excellence is the ultimate short-term strategy, that it is more about the next 5 minutes. So we've talked about the longevity and what we have to work towards. But what can folks do in the next 5 minutes on this most challenging of issues at the one of the most challenging times?
I encourage people to reach out to Black people that they know and educate themselves, ask questions. No one's going to turn you away. Especially if you are very adamant about seeing these issues and these problems go away. I encourage people to read history books on the life of a Black person. And it's not the history books that from school, because yeah, those have been very much altered and catered to the majority. So the Black works of Black authors and poets, musicians, all of that tells a story, tells the Black story. But the most important thing is to reach out to the people who you know, and that's where you're going to get a real open and honest answer to your questions. Don't be afraid. This is not the time to be afraid and to be silent. We want to educate people, to let them know what our challenges have been in our lifetime, you know, our ancestors' challenges in their lifetime, and what we see the future looking like for the generations to come. And we don't want it to repeat itself. We want to make sure that the future for all of our children, not just Black children, but all of our children, to be one that is not filled with hate, racism, and just plagued with the amount of anger that I've seen over the past week. That's not what we want for our future generations. And as long as we're talking to one another and educating each other about who we are and our cultures, there'll be less fear and more appreciation for one another. And that's how you build a better country and a workplace.
That is great guidance on the next 5 minutes. And you had a lot of things to read, to think about, questions to ask. I think the biggest thing that I heard in there too, if folks need a quick reminder, is that regardless of which one of those options you choose for your next 5 minutes, that it isn't a time to be afraid and be silent. Any of those answers are applicable for your next 5 minutes, but not that one. That's what we have to do better on. Katie, we usually close the show by asking for a brand that's made you smile. And we talked about this a bit early on, and with everything we're talking about, we thought it's a weird time to ask that question. But you said you had an answer, so I wanted to hear a bit more on brands and smile potential from your thinking.
Absolutely. I think right now, a lot of brands have made me kind of sit up in attention and really pay attention to the messages that they've been communicating out to the masses. And I think we all should take a look at these brands, because right now, this is a pivotal moment in history for all of us. And everyone needs to be on the right side of the fence when it comes to Black Lives Matter. Black lives do matter. They've mattered since its existence, since we've existed on this planet. And I think that what the brands have communicated cannot be a moment in time, cannot be that black square that we've all seen on various social media platforms, but really taking action and making sure that these actions are woven into the DNA of the company culture. I don't want to look back 10 years from now and be having this same conversation with you, Nick.
No.
Because another movement has happened related to the injustice around Black lives. So that's what I'm looking forward to right now, is really looking at these brands under a different lens and holding them responsible for the actions that are needed right now to make sure that all Black lives matter.
That is so important. And I love the idea of, if not smiling, of sitting up and paying attention, because it is a time for that. Katie, where can folks go to learn more about who you are and what you do?
Anyone can find me on all social media platforms, LinkedIn, Twitter, Instagram. I'm always under Katie Kern, K-E-R-N without the S. A lot of people like to add an S to the end of my name for whatever reason. And then also lots of conversations happening, of course, at Media Frenzy Global, which you can find us on all platforms there as well. So I encourage anyone, especially if they have any questions around, you know, the conversations that are happening in the workplace, and how we should be communicating with one another and how we can help one another and move these actions forward. I welcome those conversations. And if anyone wants to reach out to me, please do so.
Awesome. Well, we will link up to all of that in our show notes. Katie, thanks for being on brand with us.
Thank you, Nick.
And if you like what you're hearing, if we've made you smile, remember to subscribe to the show via Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you like to listen. And please take a moment and rate and review the podcast to help others find the show. Until next week, I'm Nick Westergaard, and I'll see you on the internet.
This podcast is heard along the Marketing Podcast Network. For more great marketing podcasts, visit marketingpodcasts.net.